Hey everyone. So, A, I know it's been a very, very, very long while since I last posted, which I will be talking about that quite soon. Full detail, of course. Essential, be talking about that. And B, so since I have returned, at least decided to return, a couple of changes are gonna be made. So it's not gonna be like a weekly show. It's gonna be a No, I mean, it's not gonna be like a daily show, it's gonna be probably like a weekly thing where I talk to you guys about like how, like what kind of movies I like, what kind of TV shows I like, and all that kind of stuff. Things I've watched recently, things I've got involved with, music wise, sports wise, film wise, all that kind of aspects, everything, you know? So, firstly, I do have to say, I have been gone for a while. I am totally aware of that. Completely aware of that, actually, by fact. And I mean, I don't know. I guess, like, I got kind of lazy and didn't really take that much time into it. Looking forward to it all, you know, to be honest. So that's part of, like, you know, I mean, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to, like, trying new things and everything, so I guess we'll see what happens. But we do have to talk about how like maybe I just keep on postponing things, and it just got to a point where I was like, no, I started this thing, I want to continue, I want to do it my way, and that's the best way to do it. So I thought, let's get started again. So firstly, let's talk about my team. I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing about my football team, but you're kind of forced to sit here on this one and just listen in. So, hope you have some popcorn. Hope you enjoy the show as much as I am, because I'm loving it at the moment right now. So, currently we are second. We only won 5 games and drew the first one against Chelsea, which was a, I think, a 1-1 or a 2-2 draw. I don't remember. But since then we've been on a phenomenal form, and even better than that, we have this really odd thing. I know it's when we can see the goal first and then you automatically beat them for whatever godforsaken reason. But I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, everything, you know. Second place behind Man City by 2 points. Brighton have been doing phenomenally well. Spurs have been doing great as well. They only drew today against Arsenal, which who are also doing quite well. And Aston Villa have been doing fine. They lost a couple of games, but that's okay. West Ham have been doing pretty well. We beat them today. Newcastle have been doing, I mean, it's very odd because they have like a really good run of form and then they lose a couple of games. And I think that's been very confusing, to be honest. And the rest is very confusing too. So we're also in the Europa League, which probably why we dropped out of the Champions League. I haven't performed well enough to be in the Champions League, to be honest. I think it's better for us, to be honest, so take it as you may. All right, so we're in a group with Toulouse, Union Saint-Gilloise, and LASK, LASK. So our last game was against LASK. We beat them 3-1, again, as like a comeback win, which is phenomenal. I love it. I mean, I kind of hate it, to be honest, but I like it nonetheless, so that's fair enough. So let's talk about some of the games. All right, so preseason, pretty calm. We beat like most of the teams, like actually scoring at least 3 goals, if not 4, which was exciting going into the season, but then our season has been pretty like tame, to be honest. Yeah, so like our first game was draw 1-1 against Chelsea, then we beat Bournemouth 3-1. After coming down from like a one, like kind of from 1-0, we beat Newcastle coming down from 1-0 as well, and with Van Dijk was being red carded. Aston Villa was a 3-0 win, which is phenomenal. And then yeah, we beat Wolves 3-1, we beat LASK 3-1, we beat West Ham 3-1. So next up in competitions we have Leicester and the EFL Cup, whatever the name is, I forgot. We have Tottenham in the Premier League, which is going to be exciting. I'm a bit nerve-wracking, to be honest. Like, I'm not really sure what to expect. But we're going to see what could possibly happen. And then we have Saint-Gilloise, which is actually the brother of a player we currently have. McAllister is actually part of the team, so exciting as it is. Brighton, and then Everton, who have been doing dreadfully, but that's part of the program there. My expectations are we should be winning the Europa League. I think we should be giving City a good test in the Premier League. As for other cups, I'm not really sure. I think we should focus on the main two, and that should be it. Fine. So now let's take our focus off to F1. I haven't been really focusing this much on the season because I mean everyone knows who's gonna win at the end of the season. It's like saying water is wet. Of course, Verstappen has won. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 12 races. Oh my God. And for the most part, like the front line has been like either Perez or Alonso on a couple occasions. The only shock actually came in the Singapore Grand Prix when Sainz came in first and Norris and Hamilton in second and third, respectively. And then, so Verstappen won today's race, which was the Suzuki, the Suzuka race in Japan. Then Norris and Piastri came in second and third, respectively. So okay, so let's take a look at like the table so far, because I mean, I'm pretty sure. So for the constructor standings, I believe what's it called? It's won completely by Red Bull. They won today. So other than that, Verstappen has 400 points. Perez has 223, and then Hamilton has 190. I mean, we next race to the room after that. I think Red Bull is probably gonna win it, and Verstappen's gonna win it again for the third season in a row. But that's all right. It's part of the program, I guess. So now let's talk about some of the movies I've been able to watch. First of all, I was able to watch Oppenheimer. I thought it was phenomenal, to be honest. I honestly would say it's a 4, if not a 4.5 out of 5. It's pretty fantastic. From the cast, for like most of them are like memorable from either like kids' TV shows like Nickelodeon or Disney or whatever the case may be. Cillian Murphy was phenomenal, or Killian, whatever, how I want to spell it, say it. I probably think he'd get the Oscar win, to be honest. I mean, other than that, I don't really know who else could win the. I mean, for me, I don't know who else could win it, to be honest. The phenomenal ones were Robert Downey Jr. as Louis Strauss. He was really good. And other than that, I mean, they're were all like pretty muddled middle. Emily Blunt was fine as the Robert Oppenheimer's wife, Catherine. Other than that, I mean, it's okay. It gets the job done, I guess. Like the cast, I guess like what they knew was that they had to be mediocre, not really phenomenal. Which is understandable, to be honest, when you have that kind of a cast. Cinematography was great, especially the use of practical effects for the nuclear bomb, which was produced. Other than that, I'm trying to think what else really comes to mind. Music was really well produced as well, and the so let me just say like how much the box office budget was. 100 million, of course, simple. I mean, like usual, all that kind of stuff. Then 926 million, which was the box office, of course. But then when we took a look at the next movie, which is Barbie, we'll see how much they kind of broke the bank. Okay, so. Let me get this out of the way. My experiences as a guy don't really speak well, I guess, about how I understand or like how I saw the movie. I don't really know how to put it, to be honest. I think like the acting was well done on Margot Robbie's part. A couple actors like I'm trying to think of who like the main ones were. Ryan Gosling was, to be honest, the star of the movie. Can I say it different? My opinion. America Ferrera was fine. I only had an issue with one scene of hers. I don't know. I think Will Ferrell was pretty standard. Like, everyone knew how good it's gonna be. And then I don't really know how to put it. I mean, I think everything else was fine. The only issue for me comes with the notion that, like, all men are evil, which is basically how I interpreted the movie. Because, like, so I'll try not to spoil it because the movie's been out now and everyone wants to watch it. So, of course, as you may know, the Barbie world is like a matriarchal world, and the Kens in that world are like totally like disregarded, which I understand is part of like how men and women are regarded nowadays in the real world. But it's much simpler than that. I think, like, there has to be respect, common ground, and I think, like, I mean, I understand, like, the kind of pain that Ken went through. I thought easily Ryan Gosling could win the best supporting character. If it's like a fan vote, I'd say he's won. If it's like a based on performance vote, I'd probably say that yeah, it was probably gonna go to Robert Downey Jr. I give this movie a 3.5 out of 5. I think it's pretty mid. Another movie which I think was mid but a bit better than Barbie, because, like, at least for me, it's a popcorn movie, I can enjoy it, I don't have to worry about anything at all, is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning 1. Plot, some spy shit happens and Tom Cruise's character has to save the world again. At least part of it, you know, at least, yeah. And okay, so then I'd say this movie was pretty good. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I'd probably say that it gets a 4 out of 5. I thought it was phenomenal. From like an action standpoint, it was really good. Entertainment standpoint, very good as well. I thought it was a really good movie. Well done. So yeah, I was also able to watch Hamilton in the UK, and honestly, I really loved it. I thought it was really well done or produced. It was the first time I was able to watch it. The music was phenomenal. I still can listen to this day. What else? I mean, I don't really know what to say. I probably give it as like a 4.5, if not like a 5 out of 5. I thought it was really top notch. Then some TV shows I watched. We have The Bear, second season, which honestly broke me down. It shows how, like, sometimes, like, this true love or like this will they won't they thing doesn't really work out, and sometimes, like, a person who's so work focused, it doesn't really work for them, and they need to love themselves first before they're able to love someone else, which is part of the reason, part like an issue, which is totally understandable, of course. I'd probably give it like a 5 out of 5, which is probably why the next show on this list, Ted Lasso, also gets a 10 out of 10. I mean, a 5 out of 5 for the last season, which was honestly so heartbreaking but so well produced. It's probably like the end of the show. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're gonna do it again. I'm excited for, like, what might be spin-offs or like rumors or whatever. I don't really know what to expect, to be honest, but I thought it was really well done, and I can't really wait to see, like, what happens next. So yeah, 5 out of 5 easily. So now I've actually been watching a lot of WWE too. So I've been able to watch Payback, SummerSlam, Money in the Bank, which have been three, like, the most important ones. My most important matches up ma matchups within that whole thing. So for Payback, I would say easily LA Knight beating the Miz, which, of course, John Cena as the special guest referee, which is everyone kind of didn't see it coming, but when it was announced, like, it was done extremely well, which made sense for, like, the characters, of course. Mysterio beat Austin Theory by pinfall, which I mean, knowing how good Rumi Sur has been, yeah, but people are saying it's like a scam thing, whatever, but that's part of the whole thing over there anyway. Seth Rollins beating Nakamura. Really, really well done match. I think the longest one of the night was like by far like the hardest thing to do. Judgment Day, yeah, did beat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, which was tough but still enjoyable. Yeah, I mean that's fair. Yeah, and then I mean that's the main one. Then when you go back to SummerSlam, so Logan Paul beating Ricochet, fun. Cody Rhodes being Brock Lesnar, amazing, especially with their whole storyline thing being drawn out. LA Knight won the Battle Royale, amazing, and I love his character. I think his character is really, really well done, everything. Gunther beating Drew McIntyre, which was extremely difficult, because both are pretty strong men, of course. Seth Rollins beating Finn Balor, which was, I mean, everyone kind of saw it coming. Yeah, then then Roman Reigns beating Jey Uso with, oh my God, with what's it called? Yeah, the appearance of Jimmy, which was, I don't know why they decided to do that, to be honest, but it just didn't make any sense whatsoever. So the Money in the Bank, which is the most important one, Damian Priest beating like a bunch of different guys like Butch, LA Knight, Logan Paul, Ricochet, and Nakamura to get to win the Money in the Bank for the men. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez beat Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, which is, I guess, okay, but Ronda Rousey's part of like a really shitty critique by this point in time. Gunther beating Matt Riddle, which is, I mean, like Matt Riddle was sadly, like, I think, released a couple of years ago, which is pretty sad to be honest. Like, he was really enjoyable to watch. Cody Rhodes beating Dominic Mysterio, which everyone knows how his tragic story about his father, very tragic, of course. Seth Rollins beating Finn Balor, which is enjoyable. The Usos beating the Bloodline. Which I mean is fine, but exciting for like that kind of thing. So yeah, that's basically it. I'll come up with a couple episodes for you guys, so maybe like Halloween focused or probably football like focused or whatever, but I can't wait to see what comes up next, and I know you guys are too. So let's take it off on a slow and steady pace, and hopefully to the victory come the spoils. Hope you guys like it, and see you guys on the next one. Peace.